Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
What's the first emotion on the list, Reg? Pain? Okay, How's that? Okay, give me another one. Anger? All right, Ooh, I think I'm pretty good at this. What's next, Reg? Fear?
What in the... Is that Mindy? Mindy?
Hi, guy.
Oh, Dennis, what's going on inside Mindy's gingerbread mansion?
I don't know.
Dennis, what if she's in trouble in there? What if she needs our help?
I mean, she sounds fine.
That's it. I'm going in.
Well, you're gonna have to kick down the door. I saw her eat the handle for breakfast. Oh, wow.
I'll save you, Mindy. Here I come. Run, 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 run. Reggie, where's Mindy? Is she okay? Mindy? Mindy? Wait, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, never been better. Why, what's up?
Well, it's just that I heard you screaming from inside my micro house next door, so...
Oh, yeah, I was just practicing.
What? Practicing? By screaming in front of your bathroom mirror?
Yeah, practicing my screams.
So you're not hurt?
Nope.
And you're not in trouble?
Kraz, do I look like the type of person who would get herself into trouble?
Yes!
Well, I'm not. I'm just practicing my screams for ScreamCon.
ScreamCon? That screaming festival down at the convention center?
Yep, that's the one. And the theme this year is outside voices.
Well, that sounds obvious.
Yeah. And the thing everyone's gonna be screaming about this year is this new research study on screams that just came out in the scientific journal PLOS Biology.
Wait, screaming? For science? Tell me more.
Well, I could tell you, but I'd rather show you. Why don't you come with us to ScreamCon, Guy Raz? We can take Screaming Green.
Screaming Green? Don't tell me you got another vehicle, Mindy. In addition to your ice cream truck and the sleigh cats and the wow machine and Reggie and your motor pickle.
Guy Raz, Screaming Green is my motor pickle. I just tricked it out with a new muffler. Come on, I'll show you. Meet me out in front in 2 minutes. I'll warm it up and pull it around and pick you up.
But... What? What in the...
Guy Raz, meet Screamin' Green!
I think I preferred it when it was just a lowly motor pickle.
Come on, hop on. Reggie, you too. And don't forget your helmets. I added some noise-canceling headsets to them. Thought it would be a good idea to, you know, protect the old eardrums.
Okay.
Everyone all set?
Well, I...
Because here we... Here we are! Anyone need a barf bag?
Well, it wouldn't hurt to keep one close by just in case.
Wow, look at this place. A whole convention center dedicated to nothing but screaming for an entire weekend. Makes me feel right at home. Come on, let's go in. Walk, 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 walk.
So, Mindy,
walk.
You mentioned that the big excitement this year had something to do with a scientific study on screaming?
Oh, yeah. So this new study out of the University of Zurich in Switzerland involved a team of researchers who set out to, categorize all of the different types of screams.
Huh, sort of like how I categorize my different types of heirloom beans.
Yeah, only a little different. Oh, look, we're at the entrance.
Welcome to ScreamCon. Please have your passes ready.
Mindy, do you have our passes?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. Here's our passes! I love it here.
Mindy!
Thank you. Enjoy your time at ScreamCon.
You know, we are right here in front of you. You don't have to scream.
Oh, I'm not screaming. I'm yelling. There's a huge difference. For example, this is me yelling. And now, this is me screaming. They are quite distinct.
Come on, let's go inside. Oh, look at this place, Guy Raz. What a scream!
What is even happening in here?
Hi, me again. Sorry, just wanted to give you a brief tour of the convention hall. ScreamCon can be a little intimidating if you don't know your way around.
Yeah, I've been coming here for years, but it looks like it's all laid out differently this year.
That's right. See, we've organized the floor by the 6 different types of human screams.
6 different types of human screams?
Ooh, just like the ones those researchers from the University of Zurich were trying to categorize for their study! Sorry.
Yes, to the left, you'll find all of the classic alarm screams.
Oh, yeah, pain, fear, and anger.
Yes, how did you know that?
Well, there's just giant signs hanging from the ceiling that say pain and fear and anger.
Oh, right.
Oh, and what about the non-alarm screams? You know, the happy ones.
Those exhibits are to the right.
Maybe we should start there, Mindy, in the non-alarm wing.
Actually, you may want to start at the main stage located in the center of the convention hall. A screaming game show is about to begin.
Ooh, I love game shows. You know, my buddy Guy Raz here and I actually hosted...
Oh, look at the time. I've got to run and take the tickets. Bye.
It's called Two Whats and a Wow. You should check it out sometime.
Sorry, can't hear you.
So there are 6 different types of screams, Mindy? Alarm screams, non-alarm screams. It's amazing. I always just assumed a scream is a scream is a scream.
Well, as I was saying earlier, Guy Raz, those researchers from the University of Zurich began their study by trying to categorize the different types of screams. You know, to show that there's a lot more to a person's scream than meets the ear.
So I know a person might scream out in pain, but they can also scream out in joy?
Yeah, joy or sadness, fear, pleasure, anger. There's a whole range of different emotions just screaming to get out.
Wow, so what got these researchers interested in screaming in the first place?
Well, it all all started with a cognitive neuroscientist named Sasha Fruholz.
Aha, and a cognitive neuroscientist is a scientist who studies how the different parts of our brains help to create our thoughts and emotions and behaviors.
Exactoritos. So one day, this particular cognitive neuroscientist, Dr. Fruholz, was watching a video of a Beatles concert from 1960 during the height of Beatlemania. And he couldn't help but notice that the fans were going bonker balls screaming with delight.
As opposed to screaming in fear or anger or pain?
Yes, their extreme joy was so overwhelming that these Beatles fans had no other way to release it than to scream their ever-loving brains out.
Almost like there was no other way to express their joy and pleasure and excitement.
I mean, think about it. Remember that time I turned your bathroom into a laboratory so I could play hip-hop music to cheese, and you were so happy about it, all you could do was scream because you were so happy about it?
That's not a great example, Mindy.
Well, anywho, this got a very curious Dr. Fruholz wondering.
Wondering?
Yeah. So if humans scream when we're really, really scared or hurt, but we also scream when we're really, really happy or excited, then what else are we screaming about? And is there any difference between all of these screams? Ooh, looks like humans aren't the only screamers around here.
That was a goat.
Oh, she's just screaming for her kids. Looks like they got lost somewhere in this conference hall.
There are wild goats on the loose in here? This place is a zoo, Mindy.
Oh, no. Zoos are much more organized than this. This is more like a dysfunctional farm.
Is that a barn owl?
Ooh, wow. He's a real hoot.
He sounds like he's trying to warn us about something.
Yeah, that was a real scream. Maybe he's trying to warn us that the game show on the main stage is about to begin. Come on, Guy Raz.
If you're happy and you know it, make some noise! Welcome, everyone, to ScreamCon! Our game show today is based on a new scream study out of the University of Zurich!
Hey, Roz, this must be the study that I mentioned earlier! I told you everyone here was going to be screaming about!
The one where Dr. Fruholz was trying to figure out all the different kinds of human screams?
Now, to get us started, I'm going to need a volunteer contestant.
Oh, pick me! Pick me! I'll be the contestant! Pick me!
You there! The one with the t-shirt that says, "Scream into a colander, strain your voice. Come on up to the stage!"
That's you, Mindy! Go! Go!
Everyone, give it up for today's contestant!
Hi, wow, I am really nervous up here.
And what's your name?
My name is Mindy, and... Oh, hi, Guy Razzie! Hi, come on stage! That's my best friend down there in the blue glasses.
Okay, that's terrific. Let's jump right into the first question. Can you name the 6 different categories of screaming?
Okay, well, there are the alarm screams, pain, fear, and anger.
Go, Mindy! Just 3 more!
Okay, and then there are the non-alarm screams, pleasure, sadness, and,
come on, Mindy! You got this!
I can't remember! Can I phone a friend?
You know what? Let's get your spectacled friend up here to help you out. Come on up here, fella.
Who, me? No. I'm fine down here, just being a spectacled spectator.
Guy Raz, come up to the stage. You can't leave me here hanging.
Well, you see, I'm actually afraid of heights and people and screaming and...
Guy Raz, look at me. Anything for science?
anything for science.
Yes! He comes through for me!
All right, let's get him up here.
Hi, buddy. You okay? You want a barf?
Guy, we asked your friend Mindy here to name the 6 different screams that were identified in this study. And so far, she's named 5 out of 6.
Pain, fear, anger, pleasure, sadness. Ugh, I can't think of the 6th.
Oh, I remember the 6th, Mindy. Remember the kind of screams that Dr. Fruholtz discovered when he was watching the fans at that Beatles concert? Those were screams of...
Hold on there, not so fast.
What?
In order to help Mindy find the answer, you're gonna need to play Guess the Scream.
I'm not sure I follow.
Guy Raz, are you ready to scream for science?
Can't I just tell her the answer?
No. I mean, we're going to give you a few different scream scenarios, and if Mindy correctly identifies all of the screams, you both win.
Win what?
Guy Raz, this is exactly what Dr. Fruholtz and his team did in the study.
He roped unwilling participants into a game show?
No, he got a group of 12 willing participants to scream the way they would in different situations. Then he roped in 23 more participants to listen to the screams while Dr. Fruholtz and his teams monitored their brains. Ooh, are you going to monitor my brains?
Okay, Guy Raz, scream scenario number 1. You're the recipient of one of Grandma G-Force's power hugs.
You know Grandma G-Force?
Yeah, dude. I mean, she's like super famous. Now, let's hear your scream. Okay, now, Mindy, it's time for you to guess that scream.
Ooh, yeah, having a really hard time identifying the emotion behind that scream.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Mindy. That was a scream in pain.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, since Grandma G-Force does break all of your backbones when she tries to hug you.
Okay, Guy, scream scenario number 2. Your friend Mindy says she has just hatched an idea, and it's going to involve costumes.
Okay.
Okay, Mindy, what do you think?
It sounds like another alarm scream, maybe? Or is that a happy scream?
Sorry, time is up. That was a scream of fear.
But you love costumes, Guy Raz.
Actually.
All right, scream scenario number 3. The friendly neighborhood Snoop has just launched a neighborhood blog chronicling all of your personal business.
Sounds like a screaming surprise.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that was a scream of anger.
Oh, come on.
Let's go to scream scenario number 4. Guy Raz, your favorite band has just released a new album of original elevator music. They are performing that album live in a nearby elevator, and you have got the only ticket to the show.
Elevator music? Front row seat? Elevators?
Ah! Okay, Mindy, can you guess that scream?
Mr. Announcer Man, I would know that scream if it hit me right between the ears, which it has. That was the scream of joy!
Correct!
Pleasure, sadness, and joy! The 6 different types of screams mentioned in the scientific scream study. Do I win a prize?
Mindy, because you only managed to guess one of Guy Raz's screams, you will be taking home the consolation prize. Your very own silent scream!
Come on.
With this noise-suppressing attachment for your face, you can scream all day long without disturbing your neighbors.
Ooh.
Simply put on the comfort form-fitting headwear, activate the scream-canceling module, and effectively manage the volume of your screams. Congratulations!
Silent screaming? What a wonderful prize!
Too bad a silent scream is just a yawn. Come on, Guy Raz, let's get out of here.
Let's hear you scream one more time for our contestants, Mindy and Guy Raz.
Yeah.
You know, Mindy, it was pretty amazing that out of all of my screams, joy was the one that you recognized right away.
Well, it's not surprising, Guy Raz. See, that's exactly what Dr. Fruholz and his team found when they did their study as well.
Really?
Yeah. Plenty of animals, including humans, use screaming as an alarm to alert others of danger, or even just to communicate anger or aggression.
But what about positive, non-alarm screaming like joy?
Well, that's what was so surprising to these researchers. They found that out of all the different categories of screams, it was screams of joy that the listening group of participants recognized the quickest and the clearest.
So you're saying that when the listening group heard all of these different types of screams coming from the screaming group, it was the screams of joy that they were most efficient at identifying?
Exactoritos!
Huh. But why?
Well, the answer to that question is going to require a lot more screaming experiments. But one idea is that positive or joyful screams have become just as important as alarm screams.
I wonder if this could have something to do with humans evolving over time to communicate and socialize in more complex ways.
Yeah, screaming. It's not just for danger anymore.
Well, at least maybe not for humans, because I can't think of any other primates or animal species that scream to signal extreme happiness or joy.
Maybe having a variety pack of screams to choose from is part of what makes us uniquely human.
Yeah, one more piece of the puzzle of how our human communication has evolved.
Well, Guy Raz, it looks like the next stage show doesn't start for another 30 minutes or so. What do you think about a little ice cream while we wait?
No, thanks. I screamed enough for one day. How about you scream now?
Huh? No, ice cream!
Go ahead, scream. You're in the right place.
No, ice cream!
You scream!
Ice cream!
You scream!
Ice cream!
Wow in the World, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
I'm Zoe from Graham, North Carolina, and my wow in the world is that you drink the same water that dinosaurs did because in the water cycle, the water never really disappears.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Magnolia. I'm 9 years old and I live in Orlando, Florida. My wow in the world is that in a battle between a porcupine and a lion, the porcupine would win. Scientists in Chicago found that even though a lion is much bigger, the porcupine's quills could injure or even kill the lion. Bye, I love your show. Say hi to Dennis.
Howdy!
Thomas Fingo and Grandma G-Force.
Huh? Say what?
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Guy. My name is Nicholas. I'm calling from Melrose, Massachusetts. And my well in the world is that some cobras can spit venom 6.5 feet. That's longer than a hockey stick. Say hi to Grandma G-Force and Thomas Dingley. Bye. Hi, Reggie.
I'm Indian Guy Ross. My name's Simone.
And I'm Kristen.
We live in Marshville, Louisiana. And our vow in the world is that if a tornado picks up seawater with fish in it, later it will rain fish. Isn't that amazing?
Say hi to Grandma G-Force, Thomas Dingley.
Well, buongiorno.
What's up?
Reggie? Oh, yeah, and Dennis.
Hi.
Bye, Mindy.
Bye, Guy Ross. We love your show.
Hi, my name is Lucy, and I'm from Montgomery Village, Maryland. My wow in the world is that horses' hooves are just like our fingernails. Sometimes you have to get a farrier to come to your house and cut your horse's hooves.
Hi, I'm Jude, and I'm from Salida, Colorado. My wow in the world is that jellyfish sting even when dead. Oh, and Reggie, I have a question.
Hi, my name is Ellie, and I'm from Hendersonville, North Carolina. My wow in the world is that bull sharks swim up from the Atlantic Ocean to Amazon River. Bye!
My name is Connor from Sterling, Alberta. My wow to share with you is that the CN Tower in Toronto gets hit by lightning about 75 times per year. Say hi to Static Man for me.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Adler, and I'm 9 years old, and I live in Lowell, Arkansas. Did you know that the largest seed is the coco de mer palm, and the smallest seed is the orchid? The coco de mer can weigh up to 60 pounds. That's almost as much as me. There might be a million seeds in one pot of orchids. Isn't that bonkerballs? Hey, Grandma G-Force, have you ever tried fighting a robot?
Oh, no, oh, no!
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Wow in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Our senior producer, Jed Anderson, brings our show to life with sound design and music editing, and is also in charge of wrangling Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Henry Moskal.
To keep the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers. Learn more about upcoming events, shop our shop, and pick up a copy of our new #1 New York Times best-selling book, The How and Wow of the Human Body.
Grown-ups, you can follow Wow in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.